able to see and visit and meet more and more people that we were not able to do in the past 17 months. To be able to socialize and see one another as we are able to do now, alhamdulillah, is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Probably a blessing that we didn't realize was actually a blessing. Right? It's one of those things. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Right? If you try to enumerate and truly appreciate and count all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to do it. Who would have thought that just merely being able to see one another and shake hands was a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? But indeed it was. Now the extended lockdown and the pandemic, they haven't been easy. For many people, for most people, they have been challenging, right? Because almost everyone has felt some impact in some way. Perhaps some more, some less. But overall, everyone has gone through some form of challenge or struggle. And people may be struggling in different ways. Some ways that we are able to see, others that we're not able to see. Right? One of the impacts that the experts have been talking about and that we are seeing and that is a reality is the impact on people's mental health. Mentally, many people have struggled. Right? Extended lockdowns, not being able to see one another, some more than others. Others, you know, some people are able to manage. They're okay by themselves. You know, inshallah, you go in the countryside and you see houses, right, in the woods for some brothers and sisters who come from other countries and see this, like, it seems strange. How do people live in such woods and, you know, around animals and in nature, but they're happy and they're peaceful there, right? So some people, it's okay for them. But others, it's been very difficult, especially those who have very social and active personalities, right? So people have been suffering from depression. Those who already have been struggling with depression, it got even worse perhaps. So even now when things are opening up, they may not want to go and meet people. They may not want to go outside. Right? You may have family members like that. You know, it may be a child, a teenager, somebody, you know, so people are responding and reacting in different ways. They can't find the energy or the interest to go out and to meet other people. Some may be having anxieties about meeting people, right? For example, especially if people have gone through physical changes in the last 17, 18 months, 2 years. Right? Perhaps people were not able to control their weight and they gained a lot of weight because they were stuck at home and they were not able to go to work or, you know, different reasons. And maybe they're anxious or they're ashamed, right, of meeting people. Or perhaps people are deterred from work and the cost associated with hosting people and having people over. Because maybe they're not, you know, used to working and hosting, or maybe they're not able to afford it, right? Especially if they've gone through financial difficulty. Now we know, my brothers and sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, human beings, as social beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us as social beings, right? How do we know that? Well, Allah has put us into families. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us into communities. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to remain with the community, to be paired up with other believers, not to be alone. Right? All of these things that we are encouraged to do. Right? The virtue of salah with jama'ah. Right? Another clear example of the virtue of coming together. Right? Especially when it comes to regarding the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now under normal circumstances, this is something that we need. Socialization is something that under normal circumstances we need, and in fact as believers we are encouraged. It's not just a need, but as believers we are encouraged to be sociable. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that al-mu'minu ya'lafu wa yu'laf wa la khayra fi man la ya'lafu la yu'laf. And then one narration goes on and says wa khayru an-nasi anfa'uhum lin-nas. And the scholarly translation that conveys the spirit of this hadith would be that the believer is likable. The believer is likable, is easily approachable, and is pleasant when approaching others. And there is no good in one who is difficult to approach and is harsh with others. And the best of people are those who are most beneficial to people. So here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating to us that as believers, we should be people who are sociable and who have, you know, pleasant and positive interactions with others, and others also have the same with us as well. Now, when people are not well, when people are not doing well, or they have a reason that, you know, prevents them from being sociable, then that is the exception. That is the exception. Because what I don't want is someone who is suffering from depression, who is not able to meet others, to start feeling even worse now and saying, well, I can't be a good Muslim because I'm not able to meet with others. Right? So that's not the point. The point is that under normal circumstances, when everything is well, this is something that should be a part of who we are, to be able to interact with others positively, kindly, nicely, and others also, you know, when they interact with us, they also have the same experience. Now, we find a number of examples of this in the teachings of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of being sociable and of being people who are uplifting. Right? So for example, among the rights of a Muslim upon another is to accept their invitations. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is one of the rights of the Muslim upon the other Muslims. Right? That the invitation be accepted. Now, scholars have given details, right? So which type of invitations are obligatory to accept? Which type of invitations are recommended to accept? You know, what conditions are there? Are there situations when an invitation should not be accepted? Right? When it applies, when it doesn't apply. So there are details around that, and I'm not going to go into the details. But again, the teaching being that there is value in being sociable, being social with others, especially other believers. So the default is to accept the invitation. The default is to accept the invitation that is given by a believer towards another. Now, when we meet someone, the field is wide open as to which direction the conversation is going to flow. When we meet someone, the field is open as to which direction we're going to take this conversation in. It could turn into a meeting, into a discussion, which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or it could turn into a discussion and a meeting which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is our choice to make. What we choose to talk about, how we choose to interact, you know, the type of things that we say, the type of thoughts we have about the other person, right? All of those things will dictate whether that interaction is one which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or an interaction which is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our aim should be, my brothers and sisters, to make each meeting as pleasing to Allah and as positive as possible. Our goal should be that every time we meet someone, whether you're having a barbecue at Andrew Hayden Park, whether you're having someone come over to your house, whether you're meeting someone just saying salam on the street, whatever the case may be, you're seeing them at the masjid, whatever the case may be, any interaction that we have, we want to ensure that that interaction is the most pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one. And secondly, that it is as positive as possible. So that in each meeting that we have with another person, what are we trying to do? We are trying to uplift others. We are trying to uplift others. We're not trying to put people down. And we're not even trying to leave them where they are in the same state. But we're rather trying to aim for ihsan. And we're trying to uplift them and help them in some way which is positive. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that inna Allaha rafiqun yuhibbur rifq, that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gentle. He loves kindness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rafiq and he loves rifq. وَيُعْطِي عَلَى الرِّفْقِ مَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى الْعُنْفِ وَمَا لَا يُعْطِي عَلَى مَا سِوَى, that he rewards for kindness what is not granted for harshness. And he does not reward anything else like it. So kindness, rifq in the eyes, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is something which is extremely valuable. And the reward for it is something which is very great, and it is not equal to being harsh. Because when we have an interaction with someone, we have that option to be harsh towards them. Right? And sometimes we may feel like we have a reason to be harsh. And perhaps in some cases, there is a good reason to be harsh. But in most cases, that should not be the standard, that should not be the default. The default should be that we are always trying to interact with people and deal with situations, whatever it may be, with kindness, with gentleness, because that is the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has encouraged us and what he likes. Now, we know the importance of being kind, of being gentle, right? We teach it to our children, right? Almost every parent teaches their children, oh, be kind, be gentle, don't fight with your siblings, you know, don't be rude, you know, use nice words and all of that. But when it comes to our interactions as adults, we're not necessarily always following that ourselves. Okay? We're not always following what we are preaching. So yes, it is good to encourage our children to be kind and to be gentle and not to be rough and not to be rude and all of those things. That is true. And children, you should follow your parents when they advise you that. But as parents as well, and this I start with myself, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all, that we need to be more careful and more conscious about how we say things and how we present ourselves and deal with one another. So that ideally we train ourselves. What do? We train ourselves. And remember, big part of our deen is about training ourselves. Right? It's about islah, it's about correcting ourselves, our character, our nafs, our heart. So we train ourselves to look at each interaction. And this is from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. To look at each interaction and each meeting from a lens of compassion and kindness. Every interaction, look at it from a lens of compassion and kindness. So even when someone is not at their best, maybe you try to be kind to someone and they are not towards you. They don't reciprocate. They're being aggressive. They're being passive aggressive. They have some history. They have some agenda. Whatever the case may be, try to find excuses of why they are like that. Try to give them the benefit of the doubt. I know this is easier said than done. Okay, but try to give the benefit of the doubt. If you have an issue, you know, and your children see it, sometimes it happens between spouses, right? There's some dispute going on, there's a separation, there's a divorce even, okay? Sometimes we find that there are some parents who will fill the ears of the children regarding the other parent. Even things which are not necessary for the children to know, or sometimes even made up. Lies, unfortunately. Okay? But then, mashallah, there are also parents who, even in that situation, even though they have disagreements with one another and they may be, you know, breaking up or whatever, they still say good about the other parent. They set a good example. They say that, okay, yes, we have some, Baba and Mama have some differences and we haven't gotten along, but your Baba, your Mama is still a good person. They have misunderstood, or they have some challenge that they're dealing with. So they try to encourage their children to still be good. So that is the type of example that we want to have and set, and we want to try to find excuses for people even when they are having interactions with us which are not very positive. Now sometimes it may be difficult to find something good to say. And in that case, what are we taught to do? Remain silent. Remaining silent, sukut, remaining silent is better than saying something which is negative. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut. Let the one who believes in Allah and the last day to speak good or remain silent. Right? There's value in remaining silent. Right? Sometimes we have to speak. But not in every situation. Right? If there's nothing good that you can say, nothing good that's going to help the person, that's going to improve the situation, you can't compliment their, you know, you remain silent. You don't have to say something negative. Now an example of uplifting others can be found in the teachings regarding visiting the sick. The Prophet ﷺ has also told us, one of the other rites is to visit your brother, your sister when they're sick. There's a narration, a little bit of an issue with the chain of narration, but nonetheless it is for virtues, so it is acceptable. And it is backed up by other ahadith. The Prophet ﷺ said that when you enter upon a sick person and reassure him that he is going to live, that does not change anything, but it lifts his spirits. When you visit someone who is sick, don't be like, oh, what's your diagnosis? Oh, it's so serious. Oh, how much time do you have to live? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Right? It should be the other way around, where even if you know the situation is dire, right? What did the Prophet ﷺ tell us, right? Reportedly, that even, you know, if the person is sick, you reassure him or her that he is going to live or she is going to live. It doesn't change anything. It's not going to change the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah has willed is going to happen. But what's the benefit? It lifts the person's spirits. It makes them feel good. It gives them some hope, right? In those moments, in those difficult moments, right? So trying to uplift others and trying to be kind towards others. And this is supported by the meaning of the words of the Prophet ﷺ, said that when you visit, you should say, la ba's tahur insha'Allah, right? No worry, it is purification insha'Allah, spiritual purification. Right? So you're giving hope. You're giving encouragement to look at the situation from another angle. And we recite Surah Al-Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us right at the end, for among the qualities of these people who are not going to be in loss in this life, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Right? These are people who urge each other upon the truth and each urge each other regarding perseverance, regarding patience. So again, meet one another, encourage one another, give hope, give support, give some good words that can make a person feel good. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu anhu to Yemen. And he told him, he gave him clear instructions. يَسِّرَا وَلَا تُعَسِّرَا. Make things easy and do not make things difficult. وَبَشِّرَا وَلَا تُنَفِّرَا. Give glad tidings and do not repel people. وَتَطَاوَعَا وَلَا تَخْتَلِفَا. And cooperate with each other and do not become divided. Right? And the Prophet ﷺ also said generally, similar meaning, that يَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا. Make things easy for people. Do not make things difficult for them. وَسَكِّنُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. And make them calm, meaning with glad tidings. And do not repulse people. So when we interact with people, right, this is especially in a leadership position, but generally as well, right, the meaning is general. When we meet one another, when we talk, when we're in a gathering, always try to be positive and uplifting. Not a person who is always spreading doom and gloom and who's always negative, and when people come and interact with them, they're always, you know, they're made to feel down. Even if they were happy before, now they're terrified and they're sad and they're upset. That is not the way of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes, there is a time for hope and fear. There is a time for, you know, warnings. But those are specific moments for, you know, thought out for specific valid reasons. But generally, a person should try to be uplifting and try to be positive. So my dear brothers and sisters, we learn from all of this that number one, it is good to be sociable, to meet one another. That is something that we should be open about and we should be encouraging about. You know, as a family, try to connect. I know not everyone has relatives nearby. You know, you try to build some friendships, reach out to your neighbors, try to find opportunities to invite people, or even to get together. It doesn't have to be very intensive. It could be just a cup of tea, a cup of coffee. But try to be sociable and build connections. It will be good for you, and it will be good for your family, inshallah. And, as again, not all personalities match, not all families match in terms of values, in terms of teachings, in terms of way of living, and all of those things. But whatever commonalities we're able to find, and the biggest one is belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So try to build upon that and try to reach out as much as possible. Try to be sociable. And secondly, when we do meet one another, when we do interact, do it in a manner that is positive. Try to be a beacon of hope for people. Try to be a beacon of positivity for people. So then when people see you and they meet with you, they feel good. Whatever state they were at, they feel a little bit better. So they talk to you and they tell you that, oh, it was very nice meeting you. You made me feel better. Right? So try to give hope. Try to make things easy for people. At least make them seem easy. Don't be a person. Some people you talk to, everything is complicated. Any issue you bring up, even if it's small, anything minor, oh no, it's such a difficult journey, right? So you don't want to be one of those people. Make things easy and encourage patience, and of course be kind. And finally, if you cannot find anything good to say, then just remain silent. Sometimes, I was on Facebook and somebody posted something they were selling, And maybe the price was too high or something. People didn't like, oh, there's a long list of comments. People just bashing them and just putting them down. I'm like, if you don't want to buy it, if you don't like it, whatever, just move on. You know, why do you have to comment and make things difficult for this person who's trying? You know, so remain silent if you can't say anything good. So be a light for each person, so they feel good after seeing us and talking to us. Indeed, this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep you happy and keep you healthy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the best of character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a source of relief for others, a source of hope and upliftment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings and any hurt that we have caused. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers and sisters, we have some sad news with regards to the passing of Sister Kim's father, Norman Glithero. He passed away after a long battle with cancer. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is a difficult time for her and her family. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this difficult time easy for them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove their grief at this difficult time. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reward her and her family for all of the khidmah, the service that they did for him. We also have requests for dua for our elder sister, whose health is deteriorating, and she's in a lot of pain. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove her pain, and we ask Allah azza wa jal to make things easy for her, and also our brother and sister who are living with long-term pain and injuries, families with children and family members, loved ones who have, you know, severe mental health issues, emotional illnesses and challenges, physical challenges, cancer, and you know, other illnesses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all a speedy recovery. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Adhibil ba'as rabban nas, washfi anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa, shifa un la yughadiru suqma. And especially the young boy who I've already talked about last week with brain cancer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make that easy for him and rid his body of all the illness and the harm that is contained inside. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.